Hey, you guys, it's your boy DC Sweet Dreams MMA coming to you live once again on Motivation Mondays. As usual, if this is your first time here to this channel, I am just letting you know the hype train has arrived and you have come aboard to this wonderful, wonderful adventure that me and one of my associates will be taking. This is just the first kind of like, I want to say prequel to, later on ventures that, me and him are going to go on as far as this podcasting, the vodcasting to entertainment business. But this is me getting you guys, pumped up. Like I said, for the week as usual, ending Monday, I feel like on an awesome note, just to let you guys know, December 8th, big fight's coming. Brian Ortega versus Max Holloway. So we're going to get into that. But before we do, hey, need you guys to be pumped. Need you to be hyped. Need you to be ready. Because the week is coming. And this fight that's happening on December the 8th, a week before my birthday. Oh, man, I am going to be, like, going through the roof with it, because the very next week, I'm going to have a nice little, birthday, and, nice little relaxing vacay. But, hey, I want all of you guys to reach for success. You can succeed. You can do whatever you put your mind to. I believe in each and every one of my listeners and people out there who want to succeed and want to make themselves better and want to reach the next level. You can be a champion too. Remember that, guys. Like, Daniel Cormier is like 39 and that guy has two titles and actually is fighting. So no one can tell you that you can't do something that's fathomable, that's actually, in the realms, of reality. But yeah, don't let anyone stop you from doing the things that you love, the things that you want to do, and the things that make you happy. Don't. Just say no. Remember, you can weaponize the word no. So, let's jump straight into it. Brian Ortega versus Max Holloway is going to be the bomb. I mean, we have Brian Ortega who's coming up, man, knocked out Frankie Edgar. Has had some good submission victories versus Max Holloway, a very well-rounded fighter as well. I mean, like, kind of ended the Aldo era all the way, like, made sure it didn't have a comeback at all. So I tell people this, usually I go with the champion. I don't really see this guy all the way going through Max Holloway like everyone thinks, only just because, like, Max Holloway is one of those champs who, like, has so much confidence and so much belief in himself that I feel like the minute he comes into this fight, I'm gonna have belief that he can get it done, because time and time again he's went to the octagon and showed that he should be the champion at featherweight. So I want to say that Max Holloway should get this done by decision, but we're going to see. Like, I'm not going to even make that early prediction. I'm going to just scratch that. We're going to see, because, oh man, this is a good matchup. This is a big, strong fighter in Brian Ortega who has good stand-up, like, remarkable knockout of Frankie Edgar, nice uppercut. So he can definitely throw the hands. He definitely can bang. But Max Holloway is a good structured fighter. I mean, like, I feel like he can do it all if he really wants to. I feel like he can incorporate any type of techniques in his game. Fire striking, grappling, Brazilian jiu-jitsu, whatever. Even takedown ability. I feel like he can even up his game in that. So the sky is the limit for Max Holloway. It really is. I mean, look how he beat Jose Aldo. Like, really look at how he beat him. It was a dominant, dominant win for him. So, I look at this like, man, it's like, I feel like people are just contesting Fight of the Year, and I don't know who's going to really get it all the way, because, oh, man, hey, you know, I'm keep choo-choo. Gustafson versus John Jones 2. I'm just keep hyping it. You know I want to see it. So we're going to see who's really going to have the Fight of the Year this year. I know the Knockout of the Year is going to go to Yair Rodriguez knocking out the Korean Zombie. Like, hey, I've talked to a lot of people. A couple people hit me up about that. Man, that was the craziest knockout I've probably, like, ever seen. Comeback. Like, ever. Like, I don't know one that I can even think of. 1 second, last minute knockout like that. It usually would never happen. I mean, literally, if the Korean Zombie would have held his hands up probably just a second more when they were brawling around, yeah, he would have won the fight. It's kind of funny to even say, but oh well. History is history. Fate is fate. Can't forget. Oh yeah, big shout out to Donald Cerrone. Donald Cerrone, most wins, most finishes in UFC history. Machine. I mean, he's calling Khabib out. Oh, that's a real test. I don't know, man. I don't know if you can take those takedowns. Those, like, relentless takedowns. Again and again, Donald. Like, I mean, but no one said that, like, no one couldn't submit to Khabib. Like, I don't know. Like, man, that might be someone's best bet. So let's, like, not count Donald Cerrone all the way out. Donald Cerrone's a good submission artist. So, and he has the most finishes. So, he might go in there and tap him. It's not impossible. People, you have to be open-minded. If you're open-minded to any techniques that can be used to defeat an opponent, can be achieved. Trying enough. It can happen. So, back to Brian Ortega and Max Holloway. You know, it's some weeks away. So, we're not, like I said, I'm not going to go into any early predictions. But this is going to be a good fight. You know, I don't know how much press it's kind of getting as far as, like, if they're trying to talk trash or anything like that. Like, which is getting on my nerves once again. Here goes Dana White doing this WWE stuff. When it comes to John Jones and Gustafson, like, oh man, like, where did this, like, random rivalry just come from? Where they're beefing? Come on. Come on, guys. Just give me a good fight. That's all we want. We don't want any of the extra stuff. It's not needed. Like, it was cool with John Jones and Daniel Cormier, because that's just a real good beef. Pause. That's just a really, really good rivalry, and you know, everyone appreciates that because it makes for better fights. But this is just goofy. This is one of those things where, like, Gustafson isn't one of those people who can really pull it off too, right? John just looks kind of weird because, you know, he just came back after this, you know, controversy, and now he wants to, like, kind of be the bad guy again. Come on, John. I think you need to just relax and go ahead and try to be Gustafson and try to move on to, you know, bigger and better things. Either fight Daniel Cormier again, or Daniel Cormier retires and then, you know, you have the best stake at the belt again. But that's just my opinion. But hey, man, I'm not going to keep you guys up too much. Like I said, I want you to go into this week fired up and ready. Do what you gotta do. You know, it's yours. You know, every day you can make yourself better and reach that success that you guys want. So, December the 8th, Brian Ortega versus Max Holloway. I'm probably gonna do another video a little bit later on, you know, giving a little bit of better breakdown, you know, give you guys a little bit more stats, things of that nature. Try to get you guys all the way into these fights, because I don't even know that John Jones got this dude fight. I want to cover, like, so ridiculously. I'm probably going to give, like, every, like, backstory and backdrop and you know what I'm saying, and every little folklore about that fight, because this is going to be like my favorite fight. I don't care what anyone says. It's going to be good. I know it is. So, yeah. I want you guys to have a wonderful, wonderful week. Until, I hear from you guys and you hear from me again on the next Motivation Monday. Have a great week and sweet dreams. Peace out.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.